From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block. It's the largest class action lawsuit ever filed against the federal government. And a new ruling by a U.S. district court has angered many residents of Indian country. Cobell versus Kempthorne has raged for 12 years. It has 500,000 Native American plaintiffs and accuses the government of gross mismanagement in the handling of Indian trust monies. Wisconsin Public Radio's Brian Bull reports.
Lead plaintiff Eloise Cobell is a Blackfoot Indian from Montana. She was one of six original plaintiffs from tribes in Montana, Wisconsin, Nebraska, and Oklahoma. Cobell and her colleagues argued that since the Indian trust system was set up in 1887, government officials have swindled Native people out of oil, gas, grazing, and timber royalties. The case has expanded to represent Indians from roughly half the nation's 500-some tribes. In yesterday's ruling, U.S. District Court Judge James Robertson ruled that the plaintiffs are entitled to $455 million. Eloise Cobell was stunned.
Everything that was laid out led me to believe that we would come out the winners in this case. And, you know, the government had blocks and blocks of missing documents as part of their evidence. And, in fact, $48 billion that we presented was actually a deal because there was much more owed.
At one point, attorneys were asking for $100 billion in compensation, arguing that the system was rife with corruption. But in his ruling, Judge Robertson contested that claim, essentially accusing Cobell's attorneys of cherry-picking evidence. Meanwhile, the Department of the Interior is praising yesterday's ruling. Interior spokesman Hugh Vickery says while there have been problems, there's been no deliberate misuse of Indian trust monies.
There hadn't been any pilfering of assets. There wasn't any evidence that the government had used any undisbursed Indian monies for its own benefit. So yes, we're gratified that the court ruled the way it did.
Cobell plaintiffs did win a victory in 1999 when the case was in its third year. Eloise Cobell says a different judge ruled that the government needed to fix its accounting system.
They haven't been fixed yet, but we still won it, you know, and that's the problem. Once you win a big decision like that, who forces the government to comply with a court decision?
But Cobell is still clearly reeling from yesterday's decision.
I really, truly believe the facts and the law were on our side. I just don't know what happened. I'm still trying to recuperate from it. But we are now reviewing the opinion and we'll decide on the appeal.
Another matter will be just how the current award will be distributed. Judge Robertson didn't give specifics in his ruling. The Interior Department says it looks forward to reaching closure in a case that spans a dozen years. For NPR News, I'm Brian Bull.